Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kneyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I know it has been very, very cold out, so I hope everyone is staying warm and safe. And I'm looking at my guest here today and we have a big smile because we just want spring to be here. And with no further ado, my guest today is Leslie Petroff, and she is from the Northeast Pennsylvania Area Health Education Center. That's a mouthful, Leslie. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, we agree. Most people will ask us, who the heck is AHEC?
Yes, and that is an acronym that we often use, AHEC. And I say we because I am on many different boards for, nonprofit organizations. And I am on the AHEC board, and I've been on it for a while, and it's been wonderful. And the programs that you can provide to our community, and which one we will focus on today is the smoking cessation program, which, I always like to bring that information to our community. But before we begin to talk about that, can you tell us a little bit about AHEC and what it's all about?
Yes, Carol, thank you for having us. And we're so happy to have you as one of our board members and bringing your wealth of knowledge and support to us. So, AHEC is part of a national organization. So, we are part of the National AHEC Organization. And our mission is to focus on workforce development and community education programs in rural and underserved areas. So, we like to customize our programs to meet the communities that we serve. So, we're a part of one of seven regions in Pennsylvania, and there's an AHEC in almost every state across the country. So we like to make those connections. We work with a pathway of programs, starting with students and then through college, going through for health professionals, and being able to make that connection throughout the AHEC network is one of the most invaluable things that our participants get. So we're so excited to be able to talk about some of our services, especially focusing on smoking cessation, which is one of the biggest needs when we see the community health needs assessments in the regions that we serve.
Exactly. And again, the reason, people might say, like, again, why did we pick AHEC to be on the show? Because you do focus on the healthcare world, right? Rural Wayne Memorial Hospital is a rural hospital in rural Wayne County, PA, and we are a healthcare facility. So again, you work with, again, communities, even schools and education areas to improve the healthcare overall, in the sense of, helping people become skilled, community health workers and scholars and stuff like that, correct?
That's correct. And that's exactly it. We serve as your regional AHEC. We are really the key to be the connector between our academic partners and our healthcare systems and then our community-based organizations. So we serve as that liaison to make connections, again, with the pathway of programs that we serve to really get the information out to everybody in the areas that we serve, increasing the healthcare workforce development, coming up with solutions for some of the greatest needs in our area and serving those vulnerable populations and finding the help where it's needed most. And our community health workers have played a key role in that, in serving our communities to make those connections to help our providers, especially in our rural areas, that we've been so fortunate with Wayne Memorial Hospital to support us, especially with our students and given the clinical experience that they need. And then having those community immersions to make them really learn about what are the needs in the area and getting to know their patients. We take them outside of the classroom and really get them engaged to be able to serve the patients and really our communities. And we want them ideally to come and work for us,
Right,
right? Stay in our
exactly.
areas. We wanted those grassroots come back and stay here, and they're the future of what we see.
Right. And thank you. That, I mean, I think that helps our community, understand what, again, one or part of the mission of AHEC. And another thing that, again, we do want to focus on today is community education. The smoking cessation program that AHEC provides to community members in all of those nine counties that you cover, Wayne County being one of them. And we are early in 2026, and many individuals, I think, they're resolution for the year is to stop smoking, whether it be cigarettes or chewing or e-cigarettes. That's kind of all under that umbrella, for the smoking cessation program that you cover. So why do you feel so many people want to quit smoking but still struggle to do it on their own?
And like you said, Carol, this is the time of the year where everybody's making these New Year's resolutions, and smoking is always on the top of the list. And the challenge is that nicotine is so addictive that it really impacts how individuals are able to quit smoking. So even though if they have the need to quit, it's that really it's a challenge because it's affecting their brain. And over time, the brain just starts to want to, they try to quit, but it just pushes them back, and they have those cravings, right? They have some anxiety and then trouble concentrating. So it's not a weakness on the individual's part. It's more just that brain chemistry that's happening. So our program is here to support them, to help them if, quitting to smoke or vaping, like you said, any type of nicotine addiction, we're able to support individuals on their journey where they are. So we really help them so that they're not just giving up, they're learning of how to start to really come and cope and create healthy habits for
Right.
themselves.
So, can you tell us about your smoking, AHEC smoking cessation program overall?
Yeah, so our program is funded through the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and it uses the American Lung Association's Freedom from Smoking program. It consists of 8-week sessions where we are very flexible in how we help the individuals who reach out to us. So we could either meet in person or virtually or on the phone, and we could meet either group sessions or one-on-one. We're always happy to accommodate our patients, knowing to what to see. Whatever works best is what we do. We're really customized, which is the nice thing about being your regional AHEC, is that we meet our individuals where they're at. So whatever needs they meet, especially in our rural areas where sometimes technology could be an issue, it's not unlikely for us to go and meet up at a library or the local coffee shop. We're happy to meet with individuals, whatever it is, especially to help them on their journey to wellness. So that's our key thing, is really individualizing our program based on their needs. And the participants receive all the information that they need. We have a quick kit that we supply. So it has the nicotine replacement therapy that's included, depending again on the individual and what the needs that they need. We really individualize that kit to them. And we set up these really, we create a really nice program, and we build a relationship with the individuals to help them on their journey.
Right, exactly. And can I point out that it is free to individuals that participate?
Oh yes, thank you, Karen. Our program is free, and with your AHEC, most of our programs are free. And if there is a cost, it's a very nominal cost just to cover basic fees. So really take advantage of that when you see, especially for smoking cessation and the price of cigarettes. That's one of the things that we focus on the money that you could save. But if you have a free support service that's here to help you in the long term, when you look to see of the cost factors of what you're saving, it's really a great value of what we offer.
Right. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but the cost of cigarette products are just, incredible when I see, driving past the smoke shops and stuff. It is quite expensive. And again, it is a, like you mentioned, it is an addiction. So attending a program like this is so important. So, like, what have you heard from people, that first reach out to the program?
So what they look for is really there's always a little bit of hesitation and not knowing. One of the biggest challenges is that individuals are worried about gaining weight or knowing. So then, and looking at the same thing, sometimes it's the cost factor. It isn't an addiction and then they can't do it. So we really help them to see what are their concerns, and again, giving them the tools to come and see what they're needing, helping them that way. And then they really are happy of the way that we individualize our approach to help them. And they see that we're not forcing them to quit. We're here to support them on their journey to see. And then when they start seeing the health outcomes and the positive health outcomes so quickly, that makes them really happy. And we always have very positive feedback.
So, say if you do have someone that says, I'm not ready right now. I should, but not yet. They can even call, right, and speak to someone and get the general information. It's not like they call and they start right away. They can get more information and the benefits and ask questions about it, right?
Exactly. And we meet them where they're at. We never force anybody to quit. Sometimes they might think they want to, and then they're not ready. And that's our point. We're here to support them throughout the journey, wherever they are. And it's never too late to quit smoking or vaping. So wherever they are, we're able to give them the tools and resources that they need so that they could see those health improvements, even just cutting down on the amount of nicotine that they're having. Our patients will see really significant health improvements.
So again, I don't want to run out of time. We do still have a couple more minutes left to talk. If someone is listening and they want more information, can they go on a website? Can they call a phone number to learn more about this smoking cessation program that AHAC has?
Yes, please. We want everybody to be able to make it flexible, as easy as they want. If they like the online, you go online on our website. We have all our information for all our programming. You're able to call our office and we schedule those one-on-ones. You could follow us on social media. You could also sign up for our newsletter, which gives you the latest alerts about all the programming and all our upcoming classes that we have available.
So the best way is there a phone number that they can call? Do you got
Yes.
that
So
available?
our phone number is 570-209-9640. And then our website is NEPA-AHEC.org. So that's for Northeast Pennsylvania Area Health Education Center.
It is pretty easy, you know what I mean? But with so many acronyms nowadays, sometimes I go to meetings and I should count how many acronyms there are out there, right? So just in an hour meeting, it could be at least 10. And but again, all seriousness, as an educator myself and with my background, I attended one of the classes. We did a group class for our county workers, and we had some people participate and to support the program I sat in. And I just thought it was amazing because, like you said, it really looks at each individual, and they can be at different points in their quitting process, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then it's nice if individuals need that group support, we have that opportunity together. So then there's some accountability. If some work better individually, we support them that way. So it's just, again, meeting them where they're at and giving them the tools and resources that they need to help them.
Right. So if you have two friends that want to come and do it together, that's something they can do together, correct?
Yes, the more the merrier. We love it.
This is an ongoing program, so there's no really start times versus, I mean, the program is 8 weeks long, is that correct?
Yes, and we start whenever individuals are ready, and that's why we said there's no directive start time. As individuals contact us, we look to see what they're looking for. If they want a group session, we contact them together, especially if a business or organization is looking for one, then we start a start date based on what works best for the site. If it's an individual, we start whenever they're available. So that's a way makes it really nice, Carol. We're flexible of when we start, and we're just here and happy to support individuals with any of our programming opportunities.
Right. And I think, if we have any listeners out there that are a little nervous, no, not day one. You don't meet with them and say, throw your cigarettes away, throw the vapes. That's not the process. There is a well-organized, evidence-based, program that you help support and provide to our community, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Carol.
So again, I think this is a great, great program that you have, again, free to our community members, individual, group, online. You meet them where they're at, correct?
That's correct. So we're happy. Just reach out and we'll get you through your journey and support you as you need.
That's wonderful. And you know, I'm sometimes sad that the show is only 15 minutes long because that is only a very small part of what AHAC, like I said, is about. We talked a little bit more in the beginning about, the community health workers program. But you also are there to support professionals and other individuals in the healthcare arena, like physicians, residents, nurses, students, and all that, correct?
Yes, and the biggest thing, just to send the final note, is we do offer a lot of that continuing education programming. So we have a lot of lunch and learn webinars and a lot of free self-paced webinars. And based on now, we have a new one for opioid use. So going onto our website is really the key to go and see what programs we have available and take advantage of the free opportunities that are available to help our profession, especially in our rural areas where sometimes trainings are limited. So
Right.
we're able to help them and support them that way.
Exactly. Well, Leslie, unfortunately, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And again, visit their website or give them a call at 570-209-9644, correct?
That's correct. Thank you so much, Carol, and thank you to all the listeners.
You're welcome, and thank you again. And again, this is Carol Kneyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.